This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I got fever running like a fire. For you I will go all the way. I wanna take you higher. Joy ho.
What a tune.
What a song.
It is a great song.
It's such a random song and I love it so
sometimes
much.
I feel like weird singing it because I feel like it's a cultural appropriation.
Bit, yeah, but it's Pussycat Dolls though.
Yeah, like, they can do whatever they want.
I think they did a I just mean in terms of they did their own version. Because it was on, it was Slumdog Millionaire.
I was going to say, I think it's from the Slumdog Millionaire soundtrack.
But like, I just think it's so funny because there was a time in my life where I used to do dancing as a teenager and we used to do flash mobs and they used to have a load of white kids from Core going into Mahon Point, the shopping centre, and dancing to Joy Ho. Like, it just felt wrong.
It was the same in Drogheda. In Scotch Hall, we did a flash mob and it was fucking garbage. And we all told our parents and everyone. So everyone was just there.
Yeah, no.
There was no flash mob about it.
There's nothing.
It,
like. And it's like we used to do them and we make a big circle so there was space for us to dance. And it was just like, this is so ridiculous. Everyone's waiting for it to happen.
It's so funny.
If you haven't been in flash mob, then you couldn't possibly be an Irish child because everyone was thrown into one at some point.
I feel like it's such a, like a,
it's a rite of passage.
It's a real boom time thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
huge.
Yeah, Celtic
boom.
Tiger energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so funny just looking at the charts of that song. Charts, I'm fascinated by music charts sometimes. And like, this is obviously from years
what
ago.
What do you, because I always,
guess the
whenever,
year.
Whenever I say anything about, guess the year of Joy Ho.
Yeah.
I want to say it was 2000 and... Oh, I'm usually good at this. I want to say 2000...
I haven't a clue, by the way.
I'm getting bored now because I can't think of a bloody year. I'm trying to work backwards when I was in TY. So
it's a number between 0 and 9.
I think it's 6.
I was going to say 7.
2009.
Fuck. Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez, I was nearly an adult at that stage.
It's mad, isn't it? It was obviously before streaming, but like looking at where it charts, it charted like number one in the UK and Ireland or whatever. But for some random reason, only charted at number 15 in America.
Really?
Number 40 in Sweden and 42
I'll
in the Netherlands.
Something funny about this song, right? So I remember hearing this song once on iRadio on a show with Simon Murdoch.
Yeah.
And he's another presenter. He works in Cork now, I think.
He does, actually, yeah.
But it was his last show on iRadio before he left. And who got his show? Emma Nolan.
Fun fact, I thought you were going to say Nicole Scherzinger for some reason there.
So no, Simon was leaving and it was his last show on iRadio and he was like, I'm just curious, text in, what is the song that reminds you of this show? And I text in Joy Ho by the Pussycat Dolls and he rang me and he was just like, what's the song? And I was like, Pussycat Dolls by Joy Ho. And he was like, that is so bizarre and so random that you would think of that. He's like, I think I've played that once in my life. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a cracker.
It's so good. It's so memorable.
I love it.
So anyway, that was my big moment.
That was your first experience of radio.
Yeah, it wasn't, but I was already working on radio, which is funny. While I was on the phone, I was on the way to work at another radio station.
Like a serial radio phone caller inner who just rings all the radio stations to get your voice on.
I also once text Graham and Nathan on the Zoo Crew for Justin Bieber tickets and I did not get them while I was on the way to do my show on another radio station.
I was listening to Q102 last night in the kitchen with my girlfriend and they were giving away Westlife tickets and I tried to get her to enter the competition and she refused.
Oh no!
I know.
That's so funny.
That's brilliant.
I love that. I'll enter that. Okay, have a great day. Good morning. Bang on 7:03, the 30th of March, 2026. You are there with Dave and Fiona. It's Dave and Podrick hanging out on Fully Charged.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on? I did something weird there this morning and I feel silly about it now.
I did the same.
You know the way we share a building with Today FM and all the others?
Yeah.
So Ian Dempsey, the legend that is Ian Dempsey, is next door.
Right.
And I felt like I left my pen in there a couple of days ago.
Okay, would you not just leave it in there?
I would, especially because it's just a normal Bic pen.
It's literally a biro.
And I was like, sorry, Ian, did I leave my pen here? And he was like, it was the one he was using. And he was like, is it this one? I was like, yeah, don't worry about it, it's fine. And he was just like, no, no, it's fine, here, you take it. And I was like, thank you. So I left Ian Dempsey without a pen. So then I went and found a pen for Ian Dempsey.
And then back
in. And then went back in. I was like, there you go. And he was like, and he just burst out laughing. And I was like, why didn't I just look for a pen for me?
Yeah, in the first place.
So I haven't fully woken up yet. So it's one of them mornings.
Cool. Well, that makes me look a little bit better this morning.
Why
would
you do?
Well, you see, I was coming in this morning and I felt like my voice is a bit croaky.
Yeah.
So usually there's no one on the way in the mornings. So I was just in the car park saying the spin number out loud. Because I hadn't opened my mouth yet this morning. So I was like, I have to test it. So I was like, oh, wait, 7, 7, 11. And the next thing, this man came over to me and he says, you shouldn't be screaming your number out. I was like, oh, it's not my number. And he goes, you shouldn't be screaming anyone else's number out either.
Oh my god, we were like two weirdos in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. So if you get any weird texts this morning, you know what it's from.
I was in the car park.
Yeah.
Is this the guy with the grey hoodie on? We're lovely.
Yeah.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Dave and Padraig hanging out at 7:10 for your Monday morning. And we got 200 euro IKEA vouchers to go every single day this week. If you want to win, we're going to tell you how to do so at about 7:30 this morning. First though, Callum.
For now, what a week it's been. The clock's changed and the grand stretch in the evening is well and truly back. Honestly, it didn't get dark until like 8:30 yesterday.
I know, no, I hated it.
What?
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Or let's come back to that.
I'll come back to it later.
Very soon.
It was the 20th anniversary of Hannah Montana, and it's a bank holiday weekend!
Yay.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week. Before we get into something from the show, I first have to say a personal worst bit from me happened over the weekend. I'm a little bit congested at the minute. My ears are a bit blocked. My nose is a bit blocked.
I feel like everyone's sick.
Yeah.
Not feeling great. So for the first time ever at the weekend, I did one of those sinus rinses.
Oh.
You know, those big squeezy bottles that you put the salt in and it goes up the nose and goes out. The worst thing in the world.
It's awful.
It is horrible. Yeah. I felt violated.
Yeah. And you think it's going to be fantastic, but it's not.
And it really isn't.
No.
And I threw up about 7 times.
It's like when you're in the swimming pool, you do like a roly-poly.
Yes.
And then the water goes up your nose and you can never get it back down again.
Yeah, fair.
So that's just a personal worst bit. Do not like that. Yeah. Never going anywhere there again. I'd rather have a blocked nose than put that thing up my nose for life. Anyway. On Wednesday, we're doing April Fool's Dave, a show hosted by three Daves, because Padraig can't do the show. And Dave is losing the run of himself. He's enlisted a few friends to host the show, including another presenter called Dave Duke, who isn't from Dublin, but on the show last week, he tried a Dublin accent.
Oh my God, guys, what is this Richie Kavanagh on the spin?
Yo, bro.
Can we go to Bambino's?
I cannot wait for you to meet Dave Duke. He's on the show on Wednesday for the entire show of April Fool's Dave.
I think it's quite good, that accent, to be honest.
Bambino.
In-N-Out Burger, an American burger joint, popped up in Dublin for one day only last week. Dave and Padraig went and they said they got three burgers, meaning surely they'd bring one back for me. But no, the guys had other ideas.
It was the Lady and the Tramp, you know, when they... the way that they...
We met in the middle.
Yeah, we met in the middle with the third.
And thus, a wonderful friendship.
Yeah, a bromance like none other.
We had Niall Horan on the show last week to celebrate his new song and album, and we threw Niall a dinner party. We asked Niall if he listens to our show when he's out and about, and he revealed something that we weren't expecting him to.
Are you on the dodgy box?
Yeah.
Why in God's name do you need a dodgy box?
Don't have one.
No, don't have one. Don't have one.
Yeah,
good lad, Niall.
That's what they all say.
I'd say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Deny, deny, deny. And finally, to last week's Gerdy quiz. Padraig was asked to name what letter the contraceptive coil would be in, and everything just lost the run of themselves.
Like G. That would be very
good spot for it, though.
So they say. I wouldn't know. And I still wouldn't know.
You didn't have a great weekend then.
No.
Producer Callum, they were the worst bits of last week. Now we need to go back to Padraig, you not liking...
I feel like that's a whole...
Summertime.
It's like... I like summertime. But you see, when you want to go to bed early and it's bright outside, it's more difficult.
Okay.
Right? The other thing is, it reminds me of, you know, when you were a kid. I don't know. So like... On my road at home where I was brought up, all the kids would play, but I was like the youngest on the road. So they put me to bed, and when the daylight came, my savings was there, everyone would be playing on the road and I'd be lying in the bed listening to everyone playing, and it was like my first experience of FOMO.
I thought I was the only person in the world who experienced this.
No,
Me too.
I would be in bed with the curtains closed and then peeking out at my mates, Niall and Lorcan, on their bikes.
And they're all having a great time and I can hear them.
And all my mum would just go, well, their parents clearly don't care about them.
Yeah, and my sister would be out in the road and she'd know that I'd be up there, so she'd be chastising me from the window, being like, we're having a great time.
Bit of childhood trauma for your Monday morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Happy Monday, everybody. Shared experiences. Thank God.
I was at a hen at the weekend, as you
remember.
So well know.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it on Friday. I was actually really curious as to how it went. Were you the only guy there?
I was the only guy there, yeah.
So does that mean you're, out of all of the girls, you're the favourite gay?
Yes. I would be.
Congratulations.
I'm the good crack gay. I was carrying the hen on my back, I'm not going to lie.
Were you?
From the moment I arrived.
It's like this show.
I went into autopilot mode, you know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, okay, someone's going to have to bring the vibes here.
Oh,
it might as well be me. No, the vibes were going to be there anyway.
Okay,
but
right.
You see, this is what I do. I'm delusional, you know? It's funny because I was there Friday and Saturday. It was in Galway. And on Saturday night, I had a look around and I was like, this is still one of the straightest nights out I've had in a long time.
Really?
Even though I'm at a hen. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Right? And it was great crack, I will say. But I was laughing because...
I don't know why I said great, as if like, yeah, good, yeah, straight, yeah, straightness. Good.
Yeah.
Lads. Yeah, good. No, I'm glad now.
But like, Galway is just like, is just a town full of hens and stags all weekend. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. And it's funny because stags are always great crack, right? And they're always very friendly and stuff. The hens get a bit territorial. You're like, there's a couple of hens that, like, different parts.
Like, if lads come up to them?
No, like, as in, like, the hens, it's like hen versus hens. It's like, do you remember the city boys used to come down to Home and Away back in the day in Home and Away? No?
I was Emma Nolan now, I'd just be right up my street, but I'm
like,
not.
It was like an episode of West Side Story. Do you know what I mean? It was just like people.
I was Fiona Frawley now. That would be right up my street.
Where are they when you need them, right? But it was great crack. I will say one thing though is you, Dave Ranks on Friday.
Yeah.
It was like all of your songs that you hate were played at least four times over the weekend. We did karaoke on Friday and the most requested song, the song that the hen sang was Bohemian Rhapsody.
My least favourite song of all time. Callum.
Can I say that this weekend I saw about 10 different people on my Instagram alone on stag or hens?
I guarantee you it's because it's they're all teachers, because they're all on Easter holidays.
Do you
now.
Think so?
Quite possibly.
It's just mad. I feel like, because I was saying this to my girlfriend, because she was on a hen in Dublin. Now, very different to what you had. She did some arts and crafts in Rathmines and then went for dinner in the Shelburne.
Oh my God.
That's a real Southside hen party. But honestly, there were so many hens at the weekend.
Well, I decided to bring the hen up a level, right? Because... So we have a subgroup. So there was the hen where there was loads of groups coming together, and then we had a subgroup chat where it was just me and my immediate friends who knew each other going to the hen.
Yeah.
And it was just about organising the logistics of everything, right? So I decided to play a game with them at the weekend, right? And I picked a secret word. The secret word was carnage. Right?
Carnage.
I had to pick a word that I knew that they wouldn't say.
Okay.
Right? And the idea was, the rules were, you had to say carnage as many times as you could possibly say to other people at the hen, right? That weren't in the subgroup, so didn't know about the game.
Of course.
The only rules were, I had to hear you saying it.
Okay.
And then we would tally them at the end of the weekend.
Were you there doing scores on your phone?
I was doing scores on my phone the whole time.
Oh my God.
You know? And
I think you should get a bonus point if someone who's not in the group started to say carnage.
But see, this is the thing, it started catching on.
Class.
It became the word of the weekend. Everyone was saying it. Now, I thought I was going to win, right? I got about 25 on Saturday, right? Everything I could describe as carnage. But then my friend, Hayley, came in with an absolute cracker. We were out getting chips at the end of the night, and she went into Supermax and she walked up to the counter and she goes, can I get a portion of chips, cheese and carnage? And then that was it. I added 10 points onto her immediately. It was just fantastic.
I don't get it.
It was the most stupid game.
But like, what's the carnage at ordering the food?
Chips, cheese and carnage.
Yeah, what is that?
It's nothing. She was just using any opportunity.
She was like, instead of cabbage, she said carnage or something.
Chips, cheese and curry. But but you see, she said carnage because she was using it in any context. She wasn't even using carnage in the right context across the weekend.
10 points earned.
Well deserved. And then we all had to revolute our tenor. And she deserved every penny of it.
What an incredible hen party.
Yeah, it was an incredible hen party. Then we had to tell the hen on Sunday that we did that game. And she was so put out. And I was like, oh God, have I offended you? And she's like, no, I just wanted to play the game. Yeah. God, never.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Emma, Dave and Fiona's Dave and Patrick hanging out 7:40 right now. And this week we're teaming up with IKEA. They've got €200 they want to give you every single day. And they're reminding you that IKEA closer than you think. A lot closer than you think. It's obviously only in Ballymun.
It is.
So whether you're shopping in store using Click and Collect or planning your dream kitchen or bedroom, there's loads of easy ways to shop this Easter.
Plus, there's plenty happening in store at IKEA Ballymun with fun events for the kids so the whole family can enjoy a day out.
Right, €200 to spend at IKEA. Who we got on? Brian is on. Hi, Brian.
Hi, everything?
Not too bad. How are you?
Great, just getting ready for work. So,
what do you do, Brian?
Yeah. I'm an accountant.
An accountant. And instantly the conversation has ended.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I know.
I've no follow-up questions.
I do.
Do you?
What's the correlation between being an accountant and putting flat pack furniture together?
Oh, yeah.
You put me on the spot there. We're very meticulous, so I think...
Are you any good?
We like to follow the rules.
Okay. Well, look, I guess that's probably a bonus anyway, isn't it?
I like it. Brian, welcome on in. We would like to give you €200 to spend with IKEA, but we can't just give it to you, all right? We have to play a little game, of course. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock, Brian, and we're going to give you two locations. So, for example, the Spire and Sydney Opera House, right? You have to tell us which one of those locations is closer to IKEA Ballymun, all right? You have to get three correct in 30 seconds. How's your geography?
Not too bad, I would say.
Okay, great. Good. Well, then you might be fantastic at this. Brian, the best of luck. 30 seconds on the clock. And Padraig's going to ask your first one. You got to get three correct. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Old Trafford Stadium or Wembley Stadium?
Old Trafford.
Finglas or Tala?
Finglas.
Taj Mahal or Edinburgh Castle?
Edinburgh.
Stop the clock. 3 for 3.
Absolutely fantastic.
Brian, absolutely spot on. Your geography is, hopefully your accounting is as good as your geography, because you will go very, very far. Congratulations. €200 to spend with IKEA, all going to you.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
What are you going to buy, Brian?
Oh, we're moving into a new apartment on Wednesday, so this is perfectly timed.
Oh, congratulations. That's unreal. What's the first on the list? Maybe a TV stand or maybe a nice wardrobe or...
Probably lamps, I think.
Lamps.
Lamps is a good one.
I love a good lamp.
I love lamp.
Yeah.
I love lamp. I love you. Well done, Brian. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, would you like to win with IKEA tomorrow? Go on. The exact same time, €200 to spend. Don't forget, they're closer than you think. You could buy all the lamps you want. Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave and Padraig hanging out. 7:45. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mum and Dad went to the Stella on Saturday.
Oh, lovely.
Cinema. They went to and saw Project Hail Mary. Oh. My mother is not a fan of movies, really.
Okay.
I know it's quite a big statement to say, but...
Not a great place for her to go, so...
No, not really. But she loved Project Hail Mary.
Did she, yeah?
Absolutely loved it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I think that's going to be what I'm going to do this week.
But it was so cute. Like, the two of them went and they had, like, a ball. Like, they were ordering the food to their seat. If you haven't been to the Stella in Rock Mines, by the way, it's, like, a stunning cinema.
It's a huge experience,
it's like going back to, like, the 1950s or something. I just think there's something so old school about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's the point of it. But the huge armchairs you get to sit in, you get to put your feet up. Food will be delivered to your table if you wanted to.
It's fantastic.
And then they went in for a drink after in the like actual club upstairs, like in the kind of area, the bar area, and they had just an absolute ball. So I joined them for a drink, right?
Right.
And they were talking about, oh yeah, no, I got pizza delivered and I got chips and the movie was great, even though it was long, so always has to be a comment. It was very long, but it was very good. Yeah. It was very good. So we were buzzing for them. So I went up and I joined them and your one came over and she was like, your booking is for 2 people, not for 3 people.
Oh, no way.
And I was like, oh, sorry.
Were you just like sitting down?
In fairness to her, I took a chair from another table.
Okay, right, okay.
And obviously that was reserved for another couple, do you know, that were coming. And I kind of jokingly said, I thought she was going to come up with an alternative. Yeah. And I went, are you kicking me out? And she went, sorry.
Did you just leave?
So I was like, do you have a stool? And she just looked at me, no. And I was like, okay.
There's nothing you could do.
No, there's nothing. And so I was kind of getting a bit annoyed then. And I was just like, maybe a stool is something you should consider maybe having. And she hit me hard. And I've never been floored so quick in my life. I was like, oh, maybe... you know, you should consider getting a stool. And she said, maybe consider making the reservation for 3 people.
She's dead right. Yeah, you deserved it.
I did.
And you walked yourself into that, like, one.
I just, my jaw was on the floor. And I was like, I have to give it to her. And she smashed me with that
I
one.
Thought you were going to say you shouldn't be hanging out with your parents.
And so then there was only two seats at the bar, so mum and dad sat at the bar and I kind of stood in between the two seats, but I'd say that was annoying the staff even more. So
just
then when
the
someone left, they were like, sit there.
Okay.
So in fairness, she was really, really nice. Like, she came up to us after and she was like, do you want to sit here? We're just cleaning the table for you, so you can sit there for as long as
you want. If you hang around and be annoying, you'll get what you want eventually.
There you go. There's a lesson in this for all of us. Be annoying. But fair play to that manager, because I thought, you know what, you put me so in my spot. Maybe make a reservation for three people. You're dead right. Niall Horan, brand new music. It's coming.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning. 8:03 on the 30th of March 2026. What's going on, Dave and Patrick? Hanging out on Fully Charged.
Good morning. Now, Dave, you know the way I'm a bit of an oversharer online.
I can admit it.
It doesn't happen very often, but sometimes when I'm out and about, if people recognise me or if they follow me on Instagram or whatever, they'll shout things at me.
Oh, like things that you've done.
Yeah, but like it's usually one word.
Oh, no.
Right? So for sometimes you just get Cork. You know? Or you might get, sometimes people be like TikTok. And I'd be like, oh yeah, whatever.
I get always, you know? I always get spin.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that happened to me for the first time this weekend when I was in Galway. Someone was like, spin 1038.
No way.
Yeah. And then they turned to their friend and they were like, spin 1038. And they were pointing at me. And I was like, delighted, obviously.
Yeah.
The friend turned deadpan, looked me straight in the face, and he goes, that's not Marty Guilfoyle. And I was like, fair enough. It isn't.
I love that.
I'm about lifting 200 kg away from being Marty Guilfoyle.
Listen, not far off, I don't think.
Not far off.
Oh my God, Gaston, this was in Galway.
Yeah, this was in Galway.
Were they dubs?
They were dubs. They were dubs.
That's so
and then
funny.
I was so embarrassed that I just ran away. You know?
Do you know what? And if you're listening and you do ever see us, which by the way, never really seems to happen.
No.
But it's just every now and again. But I hate when someone points at me and just goes, you're Dave. And I don't know how to respond. I just go, yeah.
Yeah, I am. Correct.
Yeah, I watched your video the other day of someone recognising you at Supermax or something.
In Supermax.
And she was like, you're Padraig or whatever. And you were just like, yeah. What are you meant to say?
Well, that's good. She goes, what's your name again? And he's like, Padraig.
And she was like, yeah. TikTok. Great.
There you go.
I don't know what to respond now.
Yeah.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Tricky.
All right, we got a pretty cool prize up for grabs in the Tricky 10 this week. If you get 10 questions correctly atop, you'll win €1,000 on the spot. But we also have, if you top the leaderboard, Niall Horan tickets, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, Niall Horan playing Three Arena next November.
Nice.
Two tickets for that, which would be absolutely class.
Be very cool.
Yeah.
On this morning to play is Cleena. Morning, Cleena.
Good morning. How's things?
Good. What's the story with you this morning? What are you up to?
I'm actually, funny enough, off this week. I drive to work every week listening, but I'm teaching, so I'm on Easter holidays.
Oh my God.
So you got up early to listen to us again?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
you're the best.
Give her the grand.
Thank you so much. Yeah, give her the grand. Give her the money.
I only have a few days left. Give her the grand.
Oh, fantastic. What are you going to do with your 2 weeks off?
Well, I actually I'm repeating the Leaving Cert 10 years later in Irish.
Okay.
No
so
way.
I can do a master's. So my oral is on Wednesday, so I'm studying.
No, you're studying, but
and
it's
then
once
that's over, I'll be out doing some bits, I'd say.
Fantastic.
Great. Well, good for you. Well done.
Really, really cool.
I couldn't do that.
Do you miss your 2 weeks off for teaching?
I do. Yeah. Of course I do. Sorry, what am I saying?
As well.
I was trying to be like a politician there and say, I don't mind it while I'm here. You'd miss it, yeah.
Right, fair enough.
But you know what? The only thing is, it's very expensive to go away clean, isn't it? They load up the prices on the flights and everything.
School breaks, they're ridiculous, right? Yeah.
And everywhere you go, there's kids, which isn't a bad thing.
So it's in school and out of school.
Yeah.
All right, Cleena, welcome on into the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions, all right? Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. I will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win a pair of tickets to Niall Horan's show at the Three Arena this November. Plus, if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. When you play this game, Cleena, how do you do?
It's about, like, some days I'm like, oh my God, how did they not get that? And then other days I'm like, fair enough.
Yeah. Wait till you have the pressure on you.
Yeah. The pressure, yeah.
Now, Paul, just going to answer your questions. It's a brand new week, meaning you'll top the leaderboard no matter what. So the very best of luck. I have all of the faith in you.
Thanks.
All right, here we go. Paul is going to count you in. The best of luck.
Okay, best of luck, Lena. 3, 2, 1, let's go. How many teams play in the League of Ireland's Men's Premier Division?
8.
What is half of a dozen?
6.
Saturday Night Live UK airs on which TV channel? Sky what?
Atlantic.
Stormzy has released how many solo studio albums?
4.
The word technique contains how many letters? Technique.
8.
Complete the name of the 2025 film 20 What Years Later?
5.
Troy Parrott wore what number shirt for Ireland on Thursday night?
Oh my God, 9.
How many lakes make up the Great Lakes of North America?
5.
Grafton Street and Stephen's Green are in which Dublin postal district?
1.
And most basketball games consist of how many periods?
4.
Stop the clock. How do you think you did, Cleta?
Oh God, I said Atlantic and it's a number.
I was wondering if you'd pick up on
Cleta,
that, yeah.
Cleta, I'm sorry. You make my job so difficult. That nearly sent me into space. I was trying so hard.
Sky Atlantic.
I was trying so hard to hold it together for you.
All right.
Oh my God.
Cleta, do you want to find out your score?
Not really.
0, 1, 2, 3.
Ooh, a score of 3.
Oh,
Cleta.
God.
Listen, here's some positives, okay? One, you've already topped the leaderboard, okay? No matter what. So yeah. If someone, you know, someone gets the same, you'll have topped it before them, okay? Let's go through some of the answers you got wrong. How many teams play in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division? You said 8. The answer is 10. Saturday Night Live UK airs on TV channel Sky 1, not Sky Atlantic. But you did get an answer into the Hall of Fame, which is one of our favourites. Stormzy has released how many solo studio albums? You said 4. The answer is 3. The word technique contains how many letters? You said 8. The answer is 9. Complete the name of the 2025 film 20 What Years Later? You said 5. It's 28 years later. Troy Parrott wore what number shirt for Ireland on Thursday night? You said 9. The answer was 7. Grafton Street and Stephen's Green are on the south side, so it's Dublin 2, not Dublin 1. And the rest you got correct, Cleta. How do you feel?
Oh my God, I was going to say, they're all wrong, but they're all the wrong ones.
I just hope your Irish oral goes better next week.
Oh my God, me too.
You'll be flying it, not a bother.
Cleta, not a bother on you. And listen, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for getting up early to specifically listen to this show, and the best of luck with everything.
Thanks, Mel. See you later.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye bye. Well, at least we get another answer into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
If you don't know, the Hall of Fame is like a load of questions or answers that people have given us that are not numbers, when famously every single answer is a number between 1 and 10. Some of my favourite Hall of Fame answers are o'clock, take that, and a bird. I don't know, out of context, it's so weird that people answered these questions.
I love the way that you were like, let's pull a positive, Cleta. You've topped the leaderboard. It's Monday.
You have to do it. And also, we really enjoy Cleta.
Yeah, she's great.
Play again tomorrow. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 103.
Start it up. It's never been done before. It's never been done before. It's a world first.
We think.
The radio show. Presented by Three Daves.
It's April Fool's Day on Spin.
All right, April Fool's Day. This week, it's happening on Wednesday, and we are changing it up. We are creating April Fool's Dave. This is where Padraig said he couldn't do the show.
Sorry.
So we decided, why don't we make this the most insane, amazing, unbelievable show.
I just didn't think you had it in you.
Just to spite you.
Yeah.
And how do we make it the best damn show ever? Not one Dave, not two Daves, but three Daves on a radio show. Never been done before, we think. So, it is me, Dave Hammond. Hi, how are you? Spin 103.8, nice to meet you. Dave Duke from iRadio. He does the Drive Time show. He's brilliant. You're going to love him. And the one and only Dave Moore of Dermot and Dave fame. It's not a thing anymore, but Dave Moore is still a thing. And Dermot is still a thing, but they're not together anymore. It's a whole thing. Anyway, Dave Moore on the show as well on April Fool's Dave this coming Wednesday. Three Daves doing a breakfast show. It's going to be fun. We all bring something a little bit different.
Triple threat.
Triple threat. However, I thought we need someone else because for balance. But how could you do for balance? How could you get another? How could you get a girl on? I know girls are called Dave. Then I said, fancy another one the other day, just in talks about something else. And Davina McCall came into my head. So on Friday, we did a plea to Davina McCall. And that kind of plea sounded like this. This is not a want. This is a need. We already have three men. That's too many men. We need balance. We need you. We need Davina McCall. All right. So that was kind of my plea to Davina McCall. That video has since gone up on Instagram and TikTok. Now, I found out some information because obviously we emailed Davina's people and they said, sorry, she's busy that day. But we just thought that's a generic response.
Yeah.
Producer Callum has since found out that Davina is actually hosting a breakfast show herself in London on a station called Heart over in the UK for this week.
It was delusional of us to assume that Davina McCall wasn't going to be doing anything. Do you know what I mean?
She's a busy woman.
She's hardworking, like.
Yeah, so when we said to her management, oh, can she come on the show? They were like, sorry, she's busy. We kind of took that, that's generic. There's no chance. She, you know what I mean? You can take a call.
They didn't look into who was asking.
Yeah, we kind of forgot. She probably very high.
She has a job.
So she's doing a breakfast show over in the UK herself this week. So the odds of her coming on the show are very, very little. However, what I think would be okay, would be enough, what we would accept is maybe a little voice note.
Anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
And that's where we need your help. And now, if you know Davina, fantastic, get on to her. But we understand that that's probably not the case because in a building full of media people, like right here, no one seems to know her.
No.
So, what we need you to do is head over to our Instagram at officialspin1038. Okay? The second post there, because the first one is a cash machine post, the second post you will see is Davina McCall, we need you. It's a video of my plea. What we need you to do is to go onto that video and tag at Davina McCall. So she sees this. I know it's, I'm putting a lot of work on you and I'm sorry. But
I'm actually doing it right now.
Are you?
Yeah, as you're talking.
Good. Now, you can also do it on TikTok if you wish, okay? Or why not do both at Official Spin 1038 on TikTok? It is the second row down. And you could just go to the comments and tag at Davina McCall because she's also on TikTok. So if you do that, and enough of you do that, hopefully she will see it. Hopefully she will send a voice note. Hopefully she will be on the show. We are trying to do balance here, people. Okay, there is enough Daves. There is enough men. We need Davina McCall. So if you could do that, that'd be fantastic. Official Spin 1038 on Instagram, on TikTok. Tag the hell out of Davina McCall and hopefully we can get her on the show. And you will know if we do get her on the show, that was down to you. You did a fantastic
and
job.
And I'll be in.
And you'll be
I'll be in. If
to me, if even though you can't do the show.
No, I'll just be outside, but I'll be here.
Okay, what have you commented?
Davina McCall handshake. I'm gonna comment every hour, I think, am I? Just another emoji.
I really appreciate your backing on this.
I know, but you see, usually I didn't want to get on board with it and I didn't, but I just wasn't threatened by the Daves.
Yeah.
But now I'm threatened, you know?
I don't think it's going to be a new thing where it happens every single day.
No, I'd assume not.
But it's just a once-off because you couldn't do it.
But I just can't believe it. I just can't believe I won't be here for it. I'm just trying to think of ways that I can get involved with Davina now.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
April Fool's Dave on Wednesday, we would like Davina McCall. The only way to get Davina McCall is for you to tag the hell out of her on our Instagram, on our TikTok, at Davina McCall and at Official Spin 1038. Please and thank you. If we get her on the show, that'll be down to you. And it'd be so exciting to talk to her. I really want her to say, fancy another one. Just in person to me.
Even if you could just get her to do that in a voice note. Perfect.
It'd be so good.
Now, I'm conducting a poll on today's show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do a bit of research. I need people to help me out, though, right? Because I want to see if we can beat the Brits today.
Oh, listen, I think this is the right place to do it.
Yeah, so I'm putting a call out there to help me today.
Do you want us to just start hating Callum?
actually, like whack-a-mole. Yeah, no, not Callum. Callum, you're an honorary Irishman today, right? But I want to see if we can beat the Brits. So I'm asking people, have you ever taken a glass from a pub?
Okay.
Right, have you ever taken a glass from a pub? Incriminating.
Listen, is it incriminating? Does anyone care?
I don't think so.
I've multiple. I actually don't have any glasses at home that weren't taken from
I would say 90% of the glasses in my home in Dublin and in Cork are...
See, I used to have this jacket that I used to wear. It's a big green parka and I had the deepest pockets right in front. So you just, if you were ever like, everyone wanted to go somewhere but you weren't finished your drink, you just put the drink in the pocket and just walk out with hands in the pocket.
Fantastic, like takeaway.
Exactly.
Perfect. You get a little cap for it, it would be perfect, right? So I want to know today, if you've taken a glass from a pub, text us, I've taken or I've not taken if you haven't, right?
Okay.
087-711-1038. Callum, you're going to do the numbers on that.
Absolutely, I'll be crunching the numbers away.
Because there's no way I'm doing the numbers. Absolutely not,
okay,
right?
Okay, so in a WhatsApp right now, I have taken a glass
or I have not taken a glass. And the reason why is I saw that there was a survey conducted in the UK, right? And it said that 35% of people admitted to taking home pint glasses from the pub in the last year.
Okay.
Now, my biggest takeaway from this is... liars.
How much?
35%.
Stop it.
Yeah. I'd say double.
I'd be really curious if we get a single text that says, I have never taken.
I'd be shocked to the core. I'm sure everyone has taken one.
I would have thought so.
It's like a rite of passage in a way.
But I wonder, would the pubs even stop you? Like,
and I think it's something that everybody does. It doesn't matter what age you are. Like, I know for a fact that my mother, for example, if she's bringing her good handbag out, the big handbag, we're going to get 3 new glasses that night. And she's brilliant. Do you know what she does? She'll go into the bathroom and she'll take a load of toilet tissue and she'll stuff the glass with it just in case it breaks on the way
brilliant.
Home.
Brilliant, very clever.
So there's another tip for anyone who's taking a pint glass home at the weekend.
I'm worried now, is there going to be barmen listening, being like, stop doing that.
Yeah, please don't do that.
But like, I'm pretty sure, and now I could be wrong, and this is where people will start to come for me. I'm pretty sure they get a lot of the branded glasses for free.
Well, potentially.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but I was out a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember that whole thing of I was out with my housemate's mother and her auntie?
Yeah.
And we were in the pub, and we were like, "That's a lovely glass." Now it was like a fishbowl kind of glass.
Yeah.
We're like, "That's a lovely glass." Now she was like, "Right." She empties it into another normal glass and she dries it and she puts it right in the bag.
Yeah, I was like, perfect.
I don't think that. I think that's stealing. I think walking out with a pint glass is different. I think if you're taking a gold, like a fancy goblet.
And like, if you've got one of those in your house, we know that you've stolen it because no one's buying those glasses. Like, there's no way, right?
True.
I know a guy who opened a restaurant. And he said that do what they have, and you'll see them in restaurants popping up sometimes. They're lamps, but they're like solar powered lamps, and they're on the middle of the table, and they're really small lamps, and they don't have to plug into anything. He said they can't keep the lamps on the table. But people are coming in, right, taking these lamps and leaving. He was like, one night, he was like, by the end of the night, the place is in darkness. Because they were fleeced of lamps.
You ever get like giddy in a pub? I did before at my housemates, and we were sitting there, and it was the barge.
Yeah,
and
okay.
But if you sit in a certain area of the barge, behind you on the like kind of windowsill are these giant jugs.
Yeah.
And we took about 4 jugs, like just giant jugs. And then my housemate had so much. I didn't take anything, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This was all them.
Yeah.
And she woke up so much fear the next morning. She brought back the jugs, and they were like, "Huh, we didn't even notice they were gone."
Didn't even notice they were gone.
You were like, people steal them every day.
Do you remember 12 pubs was obviously a big thing, and there was always rules around 12 pubs, and in one of the pubs it was take something from the pub.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's good.
Yeah, it's a good one. So I was there one day and there was books on the shelf and I was like, this is easy. No one's even reading these books, right? So I took the book down, brought it home, took no notice, didn't think anything more of it until the next day I realised that it was the Bible.
Oh no!
And I never felt so much Catholic
karma
in my life. So I marched back to the pub. It was still closed and I just left it on the doorstep and I left. I was like, please, brilliant. I don't want any bad karma for this.
So we want to know on 087 711 1038, send us over a WhatsApp, I have taken a glass or I have not taken a glass.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get many I have not taken a glass.
I kind of feel as if if you're admitting to not taking a glass, you're a little bit of a loser.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of agree. If your cupboards at home aren't 30% filled with glasses, something wrong there.
Totally
live a little. All right, I have taken a glass or I have not taken a glass. 087 711 1038.
No, I'm conducting a poll this morning because we're trying to beat the Brits. We're trying to beat the Brits and we're trying to find out if you've ever taken a glass home from a pub, because according to a survey, only 35% of people in the UK admitted to taking home a pint glass from a pub in the last year, which I am calling liars.
I think absolute it's a lot lies. More. It yeah. has to be a lot
it
more.
It has got to be a lot more. I would say, I was going to say triple, but I think that's above 100%. So I would say double and a half. Without a doubt.
Yeah, I would. I
you know what I mean?
I would imagine so.
Podrick's yeah. math ain't math, and I.
No, no, no. That's why I'm getting you to crunch the numbers.
I'm a little bit like, I'm kind of nervous to admit this.
As because, the Brit in the room.
Yeah, but I would also, I'm along the lines of what Dave was saying earlier, where he was out with his friend's mum and housemates and everything like that. And they stole like a goblet or borrowed a goblet yeah. from one of the pubs.
Yeah.
I have a problem with like really fancy glasses, like those long highball tumblers.
Oh, yeah.
The pink, the frosted one.
Yeah, the ones that look like Waterford Crystal at
yeah.
the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember taking one before and my mum not even noticing that. I was out with my mum in the UK and I got home and I pulled them out of my pocket. I took like three.
Oh, my God.
No one expects it from me. Oh, so I'm trying to get away
yeah,
with it.
I get that.
Is it, maybe it's not an English thing, but like, I feel like maybe because you live in Ireland now, like that's just
we're rubbing off on you.
But maybe do they do it in the UK?
Yeah, I've noticed it. It's mainly more pint glasses though than the fancy glasses.
Yeah, okay.
We've had a lot of messages.
We're a bit more classy here. Aren't we? A bit more class and decorum around us.
We've a few messages in, and a lot of people have wanted to stay anonymous for some reason. Yeah, whereas yeah.
Shocking.
We've been on the radio this morning saying all of our secrets.
It's like the Journal this morning asking on Facebook, "Do you have a dodgy box? Let us know."
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Promise.
No one's
that's like something the guards would set off, isn't it?
We aren't the guards, we promise. This message, anonymous. I have taken more than a glass. Years ago, we used to take ashtrays as well as glasses. And if they left bottle openers, we took them too.
Yeah, honestly, I've on multiple occasions, there's a pub on our route home from like town, like just when we're walking or whatever. And there's just tables outside. And on multiple occasions, my housemates have just been like, "I'll take that." They don't even smoke. They're like, "I'll take that."
Yeah, and think that's free
yeah.
and available.
This one's a bit chaotic. I have taken, but even better, after nights out, we go to a takeaway. After a few months, I'd have the whole setup in the house: menu, straw, tissue dispensers, saucers, everything.
I have about 400 beer mats from Devon's along with a menu in my house.
It's like a pop-up.
I swear, I don't take anything. It's all my housemates. I also have a traffic cone in there. Like, we have so much. The majority of our stuff is
stolen. We used to do toilet roll back in college.
Oh, good
yeah,
shout,
because we never wanted to buy it for ourselves.
Megan has messaged, "I have taken, although on one occasions, me and my friend stole a pint glass from a pub. We were chased up the town by my now husband."
No. Oh, that's a cool story.
That's a great
lovely
one.
Cute.
My housemate also once stole a mop, and the pub did run after.
No way.
After, and was just like, "I will take that back there."
I love the way the people are anon this morning. They're afraid to admit it in case their local doesn't let them in.
Now, Jade, tell us this. Are you a "I have taken" or "I have never" kind of person?
I've never. I don't steal.
Oh, now, no, Jay, that's pointed.
No,
that
sorry,
is
no.
Pointed.
That's incriminating. The guards are going to storm the building.
I'm a strong believer of karma.
Okay.
So what do you think would happen if someone was to take a glass from a pub? What is the karma equivalent?
The karma comes in all shapes and sizes. You never know. That's a team of karma.
You just have to be careful.
The manager of the pub's going to come to your gaff and steal something.
Yeah, you'll never get into the pub again.
And so, Jade, you've never even thought about it? You've never accidentally walked out of the pub with a glass? Nothing like that?
No, never.
And tell me this, have you ever drinking from a glass that was stolen, do you think?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Karma's coming for you, Jade.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're one of the few, but we appreciate the honesty. Even though it was just funny to say, because it's more like if you haven't done it, it's like, pfft,
we're,
all right.
We're slating her for being
a loser.
Wouldn't admit that, loser.
We're slating her for being a decent person.
Jade, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye, Jade.
All right, shall we get to the results? I'm excited.
Yes, we shall. So the UK results said 35% yes. people had taken something from the pub.
It's interesting that 100% of them are liars.
Yeah.
I can tell you, in this very scientific survey that we've done this morning, 82% yes! of people!
We've only gone and done it.
Thank God.
Finally, we beat them at something.
Now, if you work in the media, maybe you're a news talker, maybe you're in the papers, Daily Mail, something like that, Spin 103.8 have conducted a poll, and 82% of people have admitted to stealing a glass.
But we don't condone it.
No, absolutely not.
Don't be doing that, lads.
But like, if we want to get a higher percentage next week, have a great weekend.
Let's go!
Fiona in the morning. Hey, good morning. 3 minutes past nine for your Monday morning. Dave and Padraig hanging out on Fully Charge. Are you the kind of person, do you think? I have a very personal question.
Oh, no. Go on.
Are you the kind of person who do you think you'll have kids?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm worried, right? Because I want kids at some point, man.
Yeah.
But you know when they do things as babies, I just think I'll be the worst dad ever because I'll freak out. I just seen a baby like jump into a puddle and completely ruin all his clothes.
You think this though, right? But like I look at my sister and my brother-in-law and I've known them for a long time now, like before they ever had kids, and I always thought they'd be useless, but they're actually well able.
Really?
The kids are still going, like.
But then also when they spit up on your t-shirt or whatever, I'd be like,
breaker.
Oh, for God's sake. And then the one thing that would really get to me, do you know the way they eat everything?
Yeah.
Or they lick. So they like
everything goes into the mouth
first.
They
pick up sand and they eat it. And I'm like, I would freak. I'm like, ah!
Yeah.
I don't know how parents do it.
It's a lot. It's stressful.
You'd constantly have to watch them.
That's why I like being the uncle. Because you can take them, have fun, but you can hand them back.
Hand them back.
And it's great.
That
and you
is
get
the
you,
dream.
And you always get your 8 hours of sleep.
Mm.
They never get sleep.
These are kind of things I might just start sending to Pippa.
Yeah.
You know.
Soft launching,
yeah. Not wanting it.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, but like all our clothes are clean.
Look, I've learned by now, Pippa wears the pants here, so you have no choice.
This is true.
Come on, Dave and Fiona. On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
So TikTok about this like call for actors, right? Because they are starting to push more mini dramas and mini series on the platform.
Okay.
Which I don't know how I feel about, to be honest.
I feel like Snapchat did this before. Do you remember? They kind of had like reality shows on Snapchat stories.
Yes.
Of, like, Cosmopolitan or other things.
Yeah,
like that.
Actually, you're so right. A lot of the ones that they have at the moment, like they've been kind of trialing this kind of like new, I suppose, algorithm or whatever you want to call it. And a lot of the ones they have at the moment is like AI generated ones.
Okay, so I've watched like multiple episodes of Road Wars.
Yeah,
on TikTok,
which you can do, which is kind of great.
17 different parts.
Yeah, and that's great for people like me who have like the attention span of a goldfish.
Yeah,
like, you know
what
I mean. But like the ones that are on at the moment are kind of like really wacky, and like they can be like, because they're AI generated, it's like polar bears and like just like really random ones. But these
I
are actually
like
be
a Love Island one, like kind of like AI generated Love Island.
Yeah, and like they are crazy storylines, and I reckon the storylines could be the same. They're just getting actors now to actually come in and do it instead.
Okay,
which is kind of exciting.
Which is good. Not
yeah. So it's not all AI generated.
Yeah,
and it's giving people jobs. Isn't that great?
Class.
Right. So what I decided that I would do, seeing as they're doing like a casting call, is that perhaps maybe we could do an audition today.
Okay.
Right? So I have some scripts here, right, that I'm going to give you. If you look at them, I've also given you a character. Dave, you're Debbie.
Debbie, okay.
Yeah, right? Callum, you're Carol.
Okay, so you kept them with the same initials.
Yeah, I did. Well, that actually wasn't intended. But yeah, I did. I see, just a bit of direction before we go
I
into this.
I know a Debbie. She's quite timid and quiet. Will I play her or should I play someone else?
I was kind of thinking that you're kind of like the Pat Butcher and Peggy Mitchell of EastEnders.
Okay, so proper matriarch.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, proper.
That means
yeah.
nothing to me.
It doesn't matter. Just know that you're the like you're the boss.
Okay, cool.
Okay, you're kind of the Mean Girls, I suppose. In a way, you could be seen as.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Like Regina George.
I'm going to play Leanne.
Okay.
Okay. So Debbie, you can kick it off.
All right.
And this one is called Office Favorite.
Oh, sorry. This is Office Favorite. Yeah.
Do you want an accent or?
I'm not going to do the accent.
Okay. So just normal. No, I'm going to do. I feel like I should do an accent.
Do you want to do the accent?
Yeah. Maybe Essex.
See, I would do the accent, right? But I know that you're better at accents than me, and I don't want to come across like I'm the worst.
I'm really not. I'm just confident in them.
Okay.
It'll turn into Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I've had enough of the lies, Carol. Just tell her. Okay. So I'm Debbie.
You're Debbie, yeah.
And here we go. I've had enough of the lies, Carol. Just tell her.
It's not that simple, Debs. It never is.
Tell me what?
You're not the intern, Leanne.
Don't do it, Carol.
What? You're better than that. You're Nick's favourite.
Now, what, some of these are based on real life.
What did we just do?
It's a little bit like You Ate My Mother in that, I think.
Oh, You Ate My Mother. Well, that's why I was doing the accent. You Ate My Mother.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention to what was going on in the story. So, I had no idea because I was just focusing on my
line. You were
so
in the character. You actually did really well.
Thank you.
I thought I was going to have to give you more direction. Basically, Leanne's Nick's favourite in The Office.
Okay.
Right? And I played Leanne.
Right.
So some of these are kind of loosely based on real life events. Small bit.
Okay.
But I did write the script, so
fair
I guess
enough.
It's up to me.
Okay.
The second one is called just Oats.
Oats.
Right?
Like, I do know this story.
Like feeding your oats, right?
Okay.
So, Callum, you're going to play Mandy.
Okay.
And Dave, you're going to play Tracy.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Any Tracy. Character, same kind of character?
You could do Northside, yeah.
Northside, yeah.
I kind of see you as being like, you know, Tracy from Coronation Street.
No.
Oh, God, you're awful. You're desperate.
What is the...
She's like the evil character. Okay. Isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. And Mandy, if anyone does watch Coronation Street, we'll just go for Callum, you're a bit like Blanche.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Stalwart.
I'm playing Kim. Note that the character was called Kyle, but then I changed it to Kim.
Okay.
I just thought we could all be gals. Just.
Fair enough.
Okay, I'm going to start this one. Go on, tell her. Tell her what you did.
Oh, don't start, Mandy. You love stirring it.
What are you both talking about?
It's just, you know, overnight oats.
No. You need to do more evil cackle there.
All right.
Right?
It's just, you know, overnight oats.
much better.
It's not oats, is it, Trace?
Fine. I'll say it.
Say what?
I hid your overnight oats in the toilet so everyone in the office would think you eat your breakfast while you poo.
There you go.
This is stupid. See, last week everyone was loving Padraig and thinking maybe we should get him on the show, and this week they're like, he's
meh.
He peaked last week.
Pulling the script out this morning at 6 a.m.
I think those TikTok dramas are going to get negative viewers.
Yeah, probably, to be fair.
But that was very, very fun.
I don't think we're ever going to be cast in anything.
Who did you prefer? Did you prefer Tracy or did you prefer Debbie?
I'm not sure. I'll have to think about it.
Okay.
That's a diplomatic answer.
Come back to me.
I realised Mandy should have been from Manchester about 5 minutes after.
After
I
you started. Yeah. Look, we can workshop it.
Thank you.
I think I had... If I could, like, this might be boring for everyone, but can I just talk about how fantastic my weekend was? And it was just... It's probably the saddest thing I'll ever tell you, but I had an absolute ball.
The older you get, the easier pleased you are, I feel.
I've realised that I'm really easily pleased, and the way to please me the most is leave me alone.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Pippa was away...
I've learned that by now.
Pippa was away for work. She's still away. And all my housemates were gone home for the
weekend.
There's
nothing better than paying an extortionate amount of money for a really underwhelming room in Dublin, mm-hmm. and then having all your housemates leave for the weekend and you get to have the place yourself.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
It's the little things.
And apart from one of them didn't leave. She was going to leave the next day. So she said, will we have a nice meal? I said, yeah. So she cooked a lasagna.
Home-cooked meal
on a Friday night.
Oh my God.
Right, so it started off, I went home on Friday from work and I thought, I'm going to nerd out this weekend because I've nothing to do really.
So what would your nerding out consist of?
I was going to watch all the Marvel movies in chronological order.
Okay. Right, okay.
All of them.
Yeah. All of them. I wasn't going to get through all of them, but I'm going to start.
Start, yeah.
So I was chilling in bed and I watched Captain America, the first Avenger. Then I went downstairs for lasagna and watched Captain Marvel. Rosie, who made the lasagna, did not partake.
Okay.
Then I just ate the lasagna and went to bed. Yeah. And then I woke up and then I went to bed and I watched Iron Man.
And then you went down for more lasagna?
So I did three Marvel movies in a row. Mm-hmm. I woke up on Saturday. I went to the driving range with my mate Darren.
Right.
And we played for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Had the best time ever.
Yeah.
Went home, watched Iron Man 2. Went and met my parents for a drink in town. And then I walked over to the pub because I texted my mate and I was just like, do you want to go for a drink? He's like, yeah. So I text him and he's like, I'm out though, so I'll let you know when I'm on the way. I was like, grand, I'll go to the pub and wait there, happy out. And so I just had a drink and I said, well, while I'm here, I have my headphones. I may as well just stick my phone up and watch Thor.
While you're in the pub?
Yep.
So the only thing that you and I have in common, like, is that I've never done any of those things apart from eat lasagna. So, you know, like, a very unique experience.
I can't tell you enough how much I enjoyed it. My mate stayed out with his other mates, and so I sat in the pub for the entire night watching Thor on my phone with my AirPods.
You know that if there was a parent did that to their children and gave them the phone inside, you'd be like, oh, iPad parent. Yeah, yeah. iPad parenting. What you're just a big child.
What is it with me? I had the best night ever. My housemate wakes up the next day. I go home. I never see him. I go home. I get pizza. I watch. I finish Thor.
There'll be nobody go to the cinema anymore. They just go to the pub with their phones.
So then I wake up and he's like, oh, how was it? I was like, I had the best time ever. And he was like, that sounds wonderful. That sounds amazing. Yeah. That sounds great. It was the other people in the house. They're like, yeah, that sounds like lovely. You need that every now and again. Then I went out to meet my friends. They were going off on their honeymoon. So I went out to meet them for a drink on last night. And I told them and they were like, oh, Dave, that's awful sad. I don't care at all. I had a ball. I had the best time ever.
It sounds like you did anyway.
And I'm kind of like, I kind of want to do that every weekend. So,
Pippa, if you're listening,
we're done.
That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say go way more often.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Perfect. And the housemates, that'd be great if you could back off back home.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
Mm-mm. Welcome on into That's Not My Name. This is the game where no hints or clues. We try and guess your name just for the absolute crack of it. Our boss hates this game. That's why we want to keep it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he doesn't
like it. I love this game.
Every time it's won, he's like, maybe we should retire it. No. Don't.
Should we just do it next time and just... for everyone, guess Nick.
Yeah.
Until we get a Nick.
That's good, actually. All right, so this is where you have WhatsApped us in a voice note of you saying my name is whatever. We will obviously not hear those voice notes because otherwise that is basically cheating. We would know your name then. No,
we'll steal glasses, but we won't do any cheating in the games.
But we're going to give you the voice note to hear. We'll just take our headphones off so we won't be able to hear it, all right? So it's as simple as that. I'm going to click this button. I won't be able to hear it. Podrick won't be able to hear it because otherwise the game would be nil and void. Absolutely pointless. So, Podrick, headphones off.
Okay.
And here we go with voice note one.
My name is Suzanne.
Player one, let's get it one.
Let's get it one. How are you, player one?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Player one, here we go. Is your name Aoife?
That's not my name.
Okay.
Is your name Lisa?
That's not my name.
All right, one more guess. Player one, is your name Rachel?
That's not my name.
Oh my God, I thought that was it.
So did I. Go on, player one, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Suzanne.
Suzanne.
Sorry,
we
Suzanne.
We weren't even close on any of them.
No.
Suzanne, I'm so sorry.
I knew you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Have a great day.
Bye, Suzanne.
Okay, bye.
I knew you wouldn't get it.
That felt really pointed, actually.
Did a little bit, yeah. I didn't like
after
that.
After we already lost something. Like, it's like, rub it in, you know?
All right, don't worry. We'll get player two. All right, headphones off, because here is the voice note.
My name is Joanna.
Player two, do I know you? Probably not.
All right, player two. How are things?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
All right, player two. Podrick's going to guess your name. Watch this.
Player two, is your name Patricia?
That's not my name.
All right, player two. Is your name Siobhan?
That's not my name.
Player two, is your name Hayley?
That's not my name.
Ah, damn it. All right, player two, reveal yourself. What's your name? I bet you it's like Danielle or something. What's your name?
My name is Joanna.
Joanna. Oh,
sorry, Joanna.
Sorry, Joanna. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
Have a great day.
You too, bye.
You see, it's so hard. Like, we say sorry, but there's nothing we could do. Like, we don't know what your name is.
This is impossible. Like. Yeah. It's like going into something blindfolded.
Now, maybe Nick has a point. No. When it's won, it's worth it. It's really
worth it. Yeah, I know it is. I can imagine the buzz is insane.
This is it, because this
not
is
not that you know, because you never win.
This is player three. I'm going to get it, because Emma Nolan always gets it. I want to get it while she's away.
Okay.
I'm going to get it. Right, headphones off. Here is their voice note.
My name is Robin.
Player three, give us some glee.
All right, player three, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Player three, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what Emma Nolan does, and I'm going to go through my phone book and pick one out.
Because sometimes I forget names.
I want to get this before... Yeah, I do.
I do.
I want to get this before Emma comes back, because she always wins. Player three, is your name... I was going to say Granny. No. Is your name Fiona?
No, that's not my name.
Okay.
Player three, is your name Alison?
That's not my name.
All right, last guess. I'm going to just go for it. Player three, is your name Emma?
That's not my name.
Oh, not even playing with us. Player three, reveal yourself. What is your name?
Robin.
Oh,
sorry, Robin.
Beautiful name.
I love that name.
We're never going to guess that. Listen, Robin, thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. Ah, well... It was fun while it lasted, but Emma will probably be back next week. Oh no, she's not back next week.
She's back some stage.
Yeah, she's back, but she's not back on Monday. So we still have time to win it.
No, because it's Bank Holiday Monday.
Oh, for God's
sake. So now, Callum has just informed me that I won't get another opportunity to play. So now I'm never going to win.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So you know what? I'm actually going to leave. I'm only joking. I need the money.
All right, we play again soon. And Emma will probably guess your name. People always ask us, hey, what do you do while the music is playing? No one has ever asked anyone in radio that. No one cares. But what I was doing while the music was playing was bringing GP's instil organ, because I know one of them is mine, but I don't know which one.
Every GP surgery has gotten a phone call this morning. Hi, it's David Hammond here. They're like, okay.
But then I'm like, maybe it's not instil organ, maybe it's Sally Noggin, maybe it's, it's Sandy Cove, maybe it's Sandy. It's an S anyway.
There's people with genuine illnesses trying to get in touch with their GP this morning, and they can't get through because you're asking them if you're a part of their surgery.
I'm ringing random GPs. Hi, am I with you? Yeah. What's your name? It's David Hammond. No, sorry, love.
Are you sure? Yeah. I just heard him asking her, is she sure? I think she's sure.
I will find my GP and I will go there.
If you're Dave's GP, let us know. 0877 111038. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.